reporting. I'm Megan Turquist on the Red River Farm Network, and joined by Dr. Peggy Thompson with Behringer Ingelheim. And Peggy, as a way of introduction, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. There's a, particularly a focus on the Northern Plains cattle industry, and it's been a rough fall so far for those cattle producers. So from a veterinary standpoint, what do we need to keep in mind?
Absolutely, Megan. I actually get to travel up in your part of the world and have seen the challenges that the producers have been facing this year. I believe it starts all back to the spring when calves were being born in some of those snowstorms that hit you guys. And, you know, when cattle are born, it's so important for them to get up quickly and nurse and get that really good colostrum, which may not have happened in every situation. And so when we come into weaning, we may see more sickness in these groups of calves that are coming, and especially with weaning being late this fall due to the late harvest. So my advice to producers would really be to work with their veterinarians on setting up vaccine protocols for getting these calves weaned. We're also seeing quite a bit of difference in income when these calves are going to market. If they haven't had any preconditioning done, they're really not bringing a lot of money. So I really think it might be something for producers to consider, and it will help them hopefully fight off some of the diseases we may run into yet this winter.
Yes, and so believe it or not, you know, some of those late spring calvers are still trying to get around to weaning because we finally have frozen ground. And so obviously just the stress of weaning itself is something we need to watch, but combination of all these stressors, Dr. Thompson, what do we need to be looking for in particular? What diseases, what sickness, and how do we tackle those problems if they come about?
Yeah, absolutely, Megan. On those calves that are being weaned, you know, they are certainly going to be susceptible to the respiratory viruses that can cause pneumonia. And those are the viruses that we really like to vaccinate against. Again, just because of maybe how things happened and how things went this year, we could have increased incidence of disease, just to your point, due to the stress. Not only the stress of weaning, but the weather stress that we're seeing in that part of the world. And so I guess I would tell producers to maybe be a little more on edge with watching those cattle, watching them closer, because there may be, you may have had weaning go really well in the past, but this might be a year where there may be some more sickness. And we know that if we can get cattle treated sooner, then they'll come out of the disease faster and be more profitable for those producers.
Well, in particular, too, I know it's not as common, but when it does come about in our herd, it's nothing to mess with. Of course, we talk about the bovine respiratory disease issues that could very well be a reality for some cattle producers this year.
Yeah, for sure. And one disease that comes to mind to me is BVD. And again, to your point, not everybody may have BVD on their operation. And I would say probably in North Dakota, we don't see as much BVD. But certainly when those animals leave your operation, and they go to a sale barn or they go to a feedlot, they could get exposed to that BVD virus. So it becomes important to include that in your vaccination protocol, because the main thing that virus does is it suppresses the immune system of those cattle. So you can understand how that makes them more susceptible to those other diseases. And specifically this time of year, pneumonia is our biggest threat.
Wrap up the conversation, Dr. Thompson. We've talked a lot about these calves, but we got mama cows out there that are getting ready to calve some sooner rather than later. A quick checklist that producers can start thinking about as far as preparing for calving.
Megan, I think this is more important than we really can wrap our heads around. If I remember correctly, traveling that area, the feedstuffs that the cows were on this past spring may not have had as good a nutrient quality to it, and that obviously can affect colostrum production. It was a hard winter, maybe colder winter than we expected, and we'll know what this winter will bring. So I would tell producers they really probably need to go ahead and start thinking about how they're going to supplement those cattle. We know that if it gets extremely cold, they're going to need more energy. And so having that in place so that when we do have those cows calve, they're at the right nutrient level so that colostrum that they produce is good to help protect those calves. And then, you know, I know it's challenging, but colostrum is super important. And so just being prepared for making sure those these calves are nursing when they get up would be a good plan. You know, the other thing, Megan, I'd like to mention, just due to the challenging year you had, was we heard that some of the cows that maybe routinely got vaccinated go into spring grass to prevent some of these diseases may not have happened due to the challenging weather events. So I think producers just need to put that back on their radar, and if time and weather allows, make sure they get back on those good vaccination protocols.
Yes, certainly. Well, Dr. Thompson, always a pleasure to talk.
Thank you very much, Megan.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.